Okay, so the third stage of the approach talk is what we call the right fit. And so our goal here is to ensure that with this prospect, with this existing client that we might be trying to expand the relationship, that we make sure that there's a right fit. So let me talk about what do I mean by right fit. So right fit, there's a couple of things that are going on. Number one is, you know, do I like them? You know, relationally, is this the type of person that I'm going to get excited to work with and work for and really be engaged in that relationship? So there's a right fit from standpoint where we're kind of looking at them relationally, like, is this somebody who I really want to engage with? Secondly, is there's a right fit coming from their perspective. Same thing. You know, are we the type of advisor with the right types of skills and approach that they value and really think that can help them get what they need out of the relationship? So the right fit's looking at that. Like, we're valuing them and viewing them for right fit. They're viewing us for right fit. And then the third component of it is, you know, the circumstances. So, you know, is there situation things that are in your competency, are in your wheelhouse that you can successfully navigate? And why do we look at that? Because I've seen lots and lots of advisors over the year in my career, you know, engaging in things that are outside of their wheelhouse, and maybe that they're seeing that there's something there that's not there today, but it could grow into something. And it creates all kinds of strain and stress in relationships. So you really have to think about that, right? So it's, are there circumstances, are there needs, their situation, are these things that we can successfully step into it today and have a really good, powerful, profitable relationship? So that's kind of the right fit. Again, I'm valuing them. Are these people I want to spend time with and serve and help? Are they looking at me the same way? And then the third component, again, as I just said, is there a situation or circumstance that we can really get in and do our best work? So that's what's kind of going on from kind of the right fit global standpoint. So in order for us to kind of get into that, there's really a simple approach that we take. And as I talked about earlier in the setup of this, it gets into that whole discussion around the you, the me, and the decisions. And this is really how we're conducting that whole right fit. So the you component of this is, we want to spend some time getting into, you know, what's on their mind. What are the things that are maybe keeping them up at 2 a.m? What's the thing that really allowed them to say, hey, you know what, yeah, I will take this meeting with you? Or maybe it was they were proactively reaching out to you and say, hey, I've heard good things about you, or we're looking for an advisor and, you know, we found you in the yellow pages or whatever, right? However that meeting was created, you know, we want to start to get an understanding of what's on their mind. And we also want to know, what have they done so far? And that's really where kind of a little bit of the traditional, you know, fact-finding skills come in. And we'll get into this in a later segment. I'll really show you how we conduct the you part of the discussion with some real-life examples and questions and kind of how we would approach it. But just kind of setting the stage for it here, how would you explain it to the prospect or existing client in setting up this, you know, approach meeting? So the you part is, you know, listen, simply put, you know, we want to understand what's on your mind, what's going on today, you know, why we're here and some of the things that we might want to discuss together. And we want to get an understanding of some of the things that you've done to date, as well as some of the key and important relationships that you're working with today. So that's really the time there together, is to get a lay of the land of those types of things. The second part is we want to get into is talking a little bit about me. You know, if you want to talk a little bit about your business, right? If you've got a team, you want to talk about your team. You want to talk about your process and approach and how you do things. So that's an opportunity for you to share with them about yourself, build some credibility, build some confidence in them, and you know, for them to maybe get some questions answered that they might have coming into this, like, how do you work, things of that nature. The final part of this is really what we call decisions, and decisions are the fact that, you know, we need to decide how we might engage in the future. So, you know, if today we determine that it is a right fit, we like one another, we want to continue to serve, I might not say, do we like one another exactly that way, but it's relationally making sure that we're a right fit and their situation is fitting. You simply have some decisions that you need to make about how you're going to engage in the future. And this is really powerful, to kind of frame that out. Most people either try to get to the decisions way too quickly, right? And find a sale and tell them how we can work together. And they don't let it just kind of naturally happen. And this is designed to kind of just let it naturally happen. Some people actually spend too much time talking about other things and they never leave with clear expectations of how do we engage in the future? What does that look like? So just very unclear expectations of what's next. So that's why this framework is critically important. The final thing that I want to hit in this part of the discussion that is so, so critically key is that we want to ask them this question, does this make sense? We want to get their engagement. So when you're setting up, our right fit part of the discussion is, I want to learn a little bit about you. I want to tell you about me. And we're going to talk about some decisions if we are to work together in the future. What does that look like? And walk them through that and say, how does that sound? Does that make sense to you? And just ask that question and stop. We want to get their engagement. We want to allow them to ask a question if they have a question about any of the things that we've said. Give them that space. Get the conviction. Get their commitment in. And you will move on to the next phase and have a really, really successful approach meeting. So this is the right fit.